Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlish, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, get out in that backyard, fire up grill, smoker, maybe even go to your shed. There's a little sneak peek to what's going to happen this week on the show, because we're going to have a little bit of fun with the pub shed, but we're going to get into that a little later. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us. We're so happy you took a little time out to listen to us talk about this smoky slice of the airwaves, a little bit of radio with two guys that just love their grills, okay? We love our grills and smokers, and we're so excited we come here every weekend just to talk to you.
Well, the time moves ahead this weekend, and that is the first official start of spring in my world, which means there is no reason not to get out in your backyard and fire up the equipment. And, you know, it's one of those things is I just came off the Home and Garden Show last weekend, Bob.
And I saw you there every day.
Yeah, I know. You were there as well with your spa dealer. And I had the very good fortune of being invited by the Association of Landscape Professionals here in West Michigan. They set up this 150 by 200-foot garden, complete with pavers and hundreds of plants and trees. And I was able to put one of my outdoor kitchens right in the middle of it. And what it did is it transformed me into, this could happen in your backyard.
An outdoor kitchen god.
Yeah. And this could happen in your backyard, which is much more than I ever could have done in a 10 by 10 booth, right? Like
the, most trade shows have. You had the best possible strategic position. So no matter where you are, if you've got a business and there's a home show coming in, get in with the landscapers and finagle your way into the middle of them.
Right.
But if you bring a beer tap fountain like Joppy did, put beer in it for crying out loud. You're running water through the thing.
Yeah, well, it was 36 gallons a minute. And even all the brewers that we know couldn't keep up with me when that thing was running all day. But
there's pictures on the Grilling Guys Facebook page. Go to Facebook/ The Grilling Guys and check out the Jop man in front of his giant water fountain with beer taps. It was pretty cool. You should have won some kind of an award.
Well, for those of you that go to trade shows with your business, and a lot of people do, I have never in all the years I've been doing this had such a magnetic draw. It was a simple concept. I put 24 tappers across the top of an 8-foot wall and pumped water through them through a circulating pump and made a fountain. Right, is all I did. We had it lit. It was kind of cool. Made a lot of noise. Man, you had to go to the bathroom a lot when you were standing there, though, with all that water running behind you all day long. But I bet I had 1,000 people, if I had one, I'm not exaggerating a bit, come and take a picture of that thing. And it was a creative little idea that we had. And
you should have had your business sign on it.
Well, because
that's great media.
Well, yeah, exactly. And had I not been a guest of the Landscape Association, I would, because there was literally about 14 businesses that came together to put that entire display.
But you were the one that stood there
right
every day.
So I got a chance to talk to a lot of people. Yeah. And we're going to get some additional outdoor kitchen business and outdoor entertainment spaces, because it's just not the kitchen. I mean, that whole thing was set up to be an outdoor entertainment space, much like you have in your backyard.
What's your website called?
It's called homelifehomes.com.
Yeah, just hit that website, and he'll build a beer tap fountain for you, too.
Yeah,
he won't stand back there for 3 days in a row, but he might come out there and teach you how to do a perfect steak.
Yeah, or because we had both grills and smokers. Thanks to our friends at Garrett's Appliance. They brought over the Full Monty refrigeration kegerators.
The Full Monty.
And smokers and grills. And all of that stuff came from there if you happened to swing by the booth last week.
The other big hit at the show was the Shed Pub. And we're going to talk to the brainiac that came up with that concept, Pub Sheds, Inc., is here. And next segment, we're going to get into something for your backyard that's perfect for St. Paddy's Day. But today, if you're listening on Saturday, March 11th, 1991, my father left the earth. So I just want to kind of give him a little shout out. I know he's listening because he loves grilling.
Yeah. Yep. And he enjoys listening to me.
I don't think he ever touched
so
a
much
grill
to you,
in his life.
But he probably is thinking about it. He's like, hey, look at that little shoot down
honestly,
there.
Honestly, he was a Uper lumberjack. He never touched a grill. The little lady in the kitchen ran out and got the grill going.
Yeah,
so,
all he ever did was tweak the cat, and we'll just leave that at that.
We're not doing cat stories. I have a couple really good ones. I spent my week in Cincinnati. And I love Cincinnati. I used to work in the Blue Ash District, and I don't know it. You know, you get an affinity for certain places, and I had so many great times. I was working for Ford Motor Credit at the time, and I was a regional manager. My big boss was there, so we had a box at for the Reds. So when I came to town, I got the box. And I got to choose which one of my buds from that office got to go with me or anybody, you know. Yeah. So I was extremely popular when I came to town because I had the tickets.
It's like carrying a stake around
That's
your waist
right.
at a dog show.
But my very first day in training down there, the guys in the office couldn't wait to take me out to lunch and show this Michigan boy what they do in Cincinnati with chili. And when they told me what they did, I looked at them like they had three heads because they said they make chili with chocolate and coffee in it.
Right.
And then they pour it over spaghetti noodles. And I'm like, man, you guys can mess up some chili. So we went right next door to our big tower office was a little strip mall, and it had a Skyline chili in it.
Right.
So they, you know, Jerry says, okay, just follow my lead, do what I do. So he ordered a five-way, and that's Skyline chili with beans on spaghetti noodles with onions and finely shredded cheese. So they bring you out this plate that is this beautiful mountain of wonderful stuff. And then they give you some oyster crackers, which you put around the outside because the noodles are always weeping a little water and the beans
sure.
have water. And then you pour a bunch of their hot sauce on top of it. I'm going to tell you, man, every time I go to Cincinnati, it's like a kid at Christmas because I go to the first Skyline I see, and I did it. I tweeted out some pictures or I put them on the Grill and
right.
Rice page, but maybe Barbecue Bob at Facebook. I filmed the people in those Skyline chili places are the nicest people you'd ever want to hire. You walk in and everybody yells hi to you.
Right. Are these kind of like the Greek people here in West Michigan have great little chilies
like
and conies and stuff like that.
Is
it similar to that or not?
Well, no. I think they do use beef hearts, but it's a chili that's brown. I've made it for you before, haven't I? You can buy it at Kroger in the can, and it's fantastic. I would tell you to do so because if you've never had a Skyline, get a can of it, get some dark kidney beans or some black beans, whatever your favorite beans are, boil up some spaghetti noodles, chop some nice onion, and get some finely shredded, sharp cheese, and make your own little mountain of marvel. You got to put some good hot sauce on top. And oh man, it's
so
love.
It's spaghetti. It's not like a macaroni noodle.
No,
it has a noodle in it.
Yeah,
so
it's a spaghetti noodle.
The chili that we win competitions with has no pasta in it.
You had to
right?
throw that in there.
Well,
didn't
I
you?
Did, of course. but at the end of the day, down there,
Thrown
that's
down.
What they call chili, right?
I mean, because it's got
noodles
called
on it.
Cincinnati chili.
Right.
It's just a different type of chili. And you know, I posted it and some of my friends from Texas and Arizona and whatever like hating on it. And it's like
right.
okay, open up. And there are different things, you know, you can eat. Consider it a radical spaghetti if you want.
Yeah.
Don't call it chili, but trust me, if you take a bite of it, you're going to be madly in love with it. So I also went to Mad Tree Brewing Company down there with my niece and her husband and baby. And it's a giant place like Founders. It's just great big thing that is stellar. They have about 15 brews on tap and wicked awesome wood-fired pizza. And so,
great place to go if you're in the area.
Yes.
Speaking of great places to go, coming up next, we're going to put a turnkey bar in your backyard, shows up on a flatbed trailer, you plug it in, and you're drinking. You listen to Grilling Guys, stick with us, we'll be back.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, its authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and it's the weekend before St. Paddy's Day, so the Grilling Guys are going to ratchet it up a little bit for the Irish this weekend and maybe celebrate just a little bit early. I see Barbecue Bob. We got a little Irish coffee smoking here in the studio, so the whipped cream was a surprise, but hey, you know what? It looks good on my mustache, I'm sure. So anyway, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Wow. What's cooking, baby?
Make it creepy right at the beginning of the segment. Thanks a lot. Hey, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is The Grilling Guys. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, / The Grilling Guys. You can find me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And, of course, go to thegrillingguys.com. Great resource for recipes. You can actually download the podcast so you can send this show to your phone in case maybe Saturdays and Sundays are a little tough. Let's say you're on the road, you travel, you fly a bunch, and you don't get a chance to listen to it, but you miss us.
Or you just don't get up.
Hit that podcast button at the top right corner of the website, and we'll send it right to your phone with a little kiss.
Yeah, Barbecue Bob, last weekend you and I were both down to the Home and Garden Show, and we were working, speaking of working on the weekends, but we ran into a guy that has a cool little business here in West Michigan, so cool that we brought him into the studio, and we want to share a little bit about it with our listeners, because this is the kind of thing that a grilling guy needs in his backyard right after he's got his grill station done. You're going to need one of these. So now joining us in the studio from a place called Pub Sheds, Inc., a good Irishman, Michael Sheehan. Michael,
hey,
welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks for having
me, guys. I think it's Shaheen, isn't it?
Shaheen.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Sheehan, but you can call me Sheehan.
But you know, I do know Michael Sheehan, and he lives just 10 miles from here. He's another Detroit Irishman. But you're a Chicago boy.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm 10 miles from here as well.
You're a Chicago boy.
Chicago, born and raised.
Uh-huh.
Relocated here 13 years ago.
Good move.
So
get the heck out of there.
Excellent
move. No toll booths here.
So,
yeah, we don't like them toll booths up here, eh? Yeah.
So we're walking around the Home and Garden Show last weekend, and there's this in the corner. They got you tucked back out of the way a little bit, but it was a destination. And you walk in there, and there's a shed. And I'm going to leave it to you to go from there with what this shed really is.
It definitely was a destination spot. Our sheds are portable Irish bars, fully set up. You open the doors, and you're walking into the Taste of Ireland. We brought the concept from Chicago, fully outfitted with brick paneling and beadboard. Oak bars,
you
running
know, it,
taps,
that just
sinks.
Didn't sound like Irish, did it? Taste of Ireland.
He's from Chicago.
He's like, from Chicago. I think Dick is talking right now. But he's honestly, we could do a DNA test, but you're probably really Irish.
I am Irish.
But Chicago Irish.
I'm Chicago.
So you're a knuckle breaker.
I'm losing my accent over 13 years of being here.
No, I just came out there. I heard Da Bears come up. But you built this thing for your backyard.
Yep. The concept came. We've seen something like this overseas. They've had the concept for a while, Ireland and Britain.
Really?
Yeah, they turn their little tool sheds because they don't have garages there.
Right.
So what better way to make their man cave? Turn their shed. You know, put
right.
the lawn equipment in
the yard. So you literally saw
and,
this in Ireland?
We saw this online in Ireland.
Oh. Oh, virtual vacation.
Virtual vacation, exactly.
I can relate.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been a few years. I have a huge family. So, you know, when we have a party, there's 100, 150 people there. And they all stay at the house. So my wife wanted to know, how do we get people out of the house and into the yard? That was her biggest complaint. You know, they just destroy the house.
Necessity's the mother of invention, baby. Yeah,
read between the lines, Joppy. Yeah. His wife wanted to get him out of the house.
Right.
How do
exactly.
I get him out of the
with
house?
The other loud,
and my obnoxious brother-in-laws.
Right, yeah, with the other loud brother-in-laws. That's exactly where I was going. Yeah.
I hope my wife's not listening.
Yep. So we built this thing a couple
There'll
years ago.
Be one delivered there, yeah.
And instant hit. I mean, it just took off.
So describe So describe it. It's a what by what shed? Just a garden shed, right? A hip roof.
The unit we have is a cathedral ceiling. It's 10.5 feet tall. The unit we had on display was 10 by 12.
Okay.
So that's the outside footprint.
I don't think it was even a hip roof. I think you just put a gable pitch.
Yeah,
on
right, just yeah, a gable pitch. Yeah. Yep. Right. So when you go in, you have the cathedral ceiling. So it's actually paneled right to the rafters.
Okay.
It's fully insulated, top to bottom, so you can use it year round.
Has windows in it.
Has windows in it. We do customized doors on them. I mean, it's endless what we can do to these units. It doesn't have to be a pub shed. We can make it into a Harley shed. We can do anything you want with it, a media room. But the pub shed seems to be the one that everybody gravitates to.
Imagine that.
There's a service door on the side of it, and then the end doors open up, right? So
yes.
I walk up to this thing. There's an 8-foot hole in a 10-foot shed, and I'm walking in, and straight ahead of me is an L-shaped bar.
It's
right,
a it comes solid off the wall. Old bar. Right, and you're looking
an
8 at the
8-foot hole in a 10-foot shed.
You got it.
That's like a 50-foot woman in a 5-foot
yeah,
dress.
Welcoming. Yeah, so when you look at it, the doors open up, so you get the full effect, and it makes that space look bigger.
Right.
You know, I see an opportunity here, Jop. Can you imagine a New Holland shed or a Schmoe's shed?
Right.
Or an Arcadia shed?
A Bell's
brewing shed?
Right.
I could see a little licensing, and you could actually leverage what you're doing and flip it into a microbrew and not so heavy on the Irish, no offense. But, I mean, people have all sorts of flavors around this country. I was just mentioning Mad Tree Brewing. I mean, I bet you there's big brewing companies out there that would love to promote this concept, and they would help you logo it. Sorry, I had to go down that
path. Okay, rabbit trail, back. Woo, here we go, reeling back in. But the point of this is when you walk in, you had pub games, you had the lighting done, you had plumbing done because there's running water, there's a sink in one of these things, there's refrigeration for your kegs inside of
but
this thing.
There's a little caveat to that.
What?
To the refrigeration.
So when you purchase a unit from us, you get everything you would have seen at that show. So you get the customized doors, fully insulated. You get the shelving, the liquor mantle, the big screen TV, the sink, and a solid oak bar. The only thing we don't include in our prices are the refrigeration.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had a 4-full keg, tap 59-inch keg cooler there.
Sure.
Commercial unit. Some people don't want that. You know,
yeah,
want something
that's
smaller.
That's a bit much.
It's big. Yeah,
but the point is that you've provisioned for it.
Yes.
Inside of this thing, so any size refrigeration that you'd want down there up to the length of the bar, which is what, like 6 foot?
That was, six foot.
Yeah, you can slide it under there.
Yep.
Whether
yeah.
it's a couple cabinets or
so
it's refrigeration.
So if anybody had their own kegerator,
right.
you could just tell, you know, they could give you the dimensions. You could customize that top so that the
exactly. Well, all of our bars are normal 42-inch standard bar height, and they're all blank behind it. So you can slide anything you want in there as far as cooler-wise. We deal with a commercial kegerator company that they're the only company in the country that will service a commercial unit on a residential basis.
Really? What's that called?
Micromatic. They're based out of Rockford, Illinois.
Right. And I tell you what.
Imagine that.
Let me make that tie for you. The guy that helped me put the beer wall together, Joe from Quality Draft Systems, he's the Michigan Micromatic dealer, so you can get them right here in town.
Yep. So he's who we would use when you have a cooler issue or cleaning.
He's the guy. Small world.
Yep.
Wow. I didn't even know that. I just made that connection.
So now folks are listening around the country, literally around the world. How can they get these to their location? How far can you ship?
Right now, we're on a Michigan basis, and we would contract out to other shed builders the blueprints and how to build it. So, I mean, wherever you're at, we'll get you a unit.
Why couldn't you just throw this on a flatbed?
You can. They travel well, but you got to look at what type of roofing you have on. You know, how is it going to
go trail. Down the road.
Yeah, tin
you got,
roof.
You got dimensional
rusted.
Shingles. Yep. Well, we offer metal roofs and shingle roofs, but shingle roofs, they don't, really don't last that long. If you got vinyl siding, sometimes it blows off. We'll get it where you're going.
Don't you use like an artificial T111 or something like that
yep.
to be safe?
Smart siding.
Yeah.
We do vinyl siding. We do barn siding. We can give you whatever you want. We'll customize any unit to whatever you want.
So if somebody is interested in this, and I know somebody out there is, how do they find you?
They can reach us on our website, www.pubshedsinc.com.
Pubshedsinc.com.
It's ingenious, guys. I mean, it's a turnkey. This thing literally shows up if you're in Michigan and you're listening to me. This thing shows up on a flatbed trailer. Now, I said you plug it in and you're drinking, right? Explain that real quick.
Yep, it's like the RV concept. So you have a regular outlet you plug into. It's 110 volt. That's a 12 volt extension cord you want to use, or 12 amp. And then the hose hookup for the sink is just a regular garden hose, and then the gray water goes into a gravel pit or into your yard. Because yeah. all you're doing is washing glasses, or if you're cleaning up a spill.
Right.
So the concept's really easy.
If you're with the EPA and listening, he didn't say that.
Why is the grass growing taller behind my shed?
Yeah. Why is it growing too tall behind your shed?
Hey, thanks, Mike. Go to pubshedinc.com.
Pubshedsinc.com.
Pubshedsinc.com. Check him out. He'll ship anywhere, trust me. We'll be back. I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA. Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Welcoming our friends out in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The Grillin' Guys have moved east. We're glad to have you all on the show and tuning in with us. But Barbecue Bob, those pub sheds, when Mike talked about it being a way to move the party outside with your brother-in-laws, I had a visual that one of these things is going to be delivered to your yard, because when you all get together at the Nurmico / Jabor clan, there's a lot of you. I've cooked with you guys.
Right.
And this would be a great thing. I mean, you got a pool and stuff, but
well,
I'm thinking
that,
a pub shed's next,
brother.
That's
kind of what the bathhouse is, though.
But it's not. That's where this needs to go.
It's got a fridge and a big overhang.
Yeah.
No, I don't need it. I can't even get my grill house built, for crying out loud.
Dude, you're missing the boat. Maureen, you're going to want to see these things. Pubshedsinc.com.
Well, I think your backyard's perfect for one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got nothing but dog poop back there.
Yeah, that's
you
right. You could, it's happening.
Bring your friends back there. Hey, help me pick up the lawn. We'll go in the shed.
Right. Yeah, it's bait. Right? So anyway,
yeah,
it is St. Patty's Day next Friday. So this is the last Grilling Guys show before that. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the perfect corned beef brisket. Because so many people, this is the one time a year that they decide that they can do corned beef, and a lot of them mess it up, and so we wanted to just give a little bit of coaching on maybe how that happens. My first question to you, Bob, is this corned versus a beef brisket. We talk about smoking beef briskets all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make the distinction between the corned and
it's just brined in
right.
a certain way? There's a spice. I think like a real basic salt and sugar brine, and it's brined for about 24 hours.
Or where the briskets that we put on smokers aren't brined
at
all.
Fresh.
Very little seasoning.
Yeah.
Fresh. And
so if you smoke a corned beef brisket, basically you have pastrami.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we're making that transition down the
And you can smoke a corned beef brisket. That's another nice way to do it. Typically, corned beef is just the flat. That's my big objection to it. They just use the flat. And
so what Bob's talking about
the
there is,
part of the
is if you've gone to the butcher shop and you buy a brisket, okay, one end of it is about 2.5 inches thick, all the way to the other end that might be like 5 inches thick.
Well, let me stop you for a second. Depending on the butcher you go to, they'll sell you that. Sometimes you go and get a brisket and all you're really getting is the flat.
Right.
A lot of people peddle brisket as the flat, and that's just the flat.
That's half the brisket.
Yeah.
Right? So what I'm describing is a full butcher shop brisket is what I'll call it.
Like 2 feet long.
Right. It's like 2 feet long. It probably weighs 12 to 15 pounds.
Yep.
It's a hunk of beef.
Just
right?
like you.
But on that tall end, they call that a deckle, and on the thinner end, they call it the flat. And the reason that the flat is separated from the deckle is so it cooks evenly. Right? Because the worst thing you can do to brisket or virtually any meat is overcook it.
Well, some people we espouse separating the flat portion just on the back end. Now, competition guys will actually they'll separate the entire deckle from the flat, and I've been doing that lately too, and smoking them separately and then marrying them back up together when you wrap them. But one end of it's called the point, and it has the deckle on it. The other end is just a low, flat, skinny piece, and a lot of times corned beef is just that flat portion.
Right.
And it's still brisket, but it's nothing special. You know, it's kind of
it's commercialized is what I think, because you go to the big box store, not to the butcher. You go to the big box store, and you buy these corned beef briskets, and they're in a bag with some wet solution with little seeds all over them, right? So what they've done is they've kind of given you this pickling solution
meat. Well, they also give you a spice packet with it that they expect you to cook it in.
Right.
And there are different
That's a boiling thing, though, right?
A lot of time, my mother used to put it in a pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
But she put everything in a pressure cooker.
Yeah, including pork chops, and they came out like little hockey pucks.
They
I remember growing up.
They were great.
Yeah.
So you might be shocked at this, but I like to do mine in a Dutch oven.
Really? Those of you that are new to the Grilling Guys, Bob will explain a Dutch oven to you once every 3 weeks. But for today, we'll skip that. So,
the funny thing is it works really well for corned beef
yeah.
because of the evenness. And very often, we'll just do it in the oven. I don't even do this on the grill because why bother? I mean, I can throw it in, let gas take care of it efficiently with a thermostat, and I'm not messing around with it.
But if you wanted to smoke it in the oven, on the smoker, whichever, the important part is the temperature that you cook it to, because you do not want to overcook this so much
right.
that it gets tough and
right.
it gets overdone. You want it pink in the center.
You could throw a little smoke on it if you wanted to, and you know, maybe run the meat up to a $110, $120, and then wrap it. And if I did that, I would wrap it in that brine that they're telling me to use, the little seasoned packet that comes with a brisket. or put it in a pot, put it back in a Dutch oven, in the oven, pan, whatever you want to do. But then bring that meat up to about 1.5 bucks, and then throw in some carrots and some red skin potatoes and some cabbage for the final hour. You'll get that last 50 degrees in about an hour. And then your potatoes and carrots and cabbage are like perfectly done. You don't want to overcook them because that's a drag.
That last 50 degrees, so you're referencing that we end up at about 160 degrees with the finish on the temperature of the meat?
No, I'm saying if you threw the thing in, I mistook there. At 150, you throw it in and bring it up to 200.
Okay. All right. Because then your potatoes will be done, your carrots will be done, the cabbage will be good, and you've got, in essence, a Irish dinner. That traditional corned beef and cabbage with the root vegetables that you can serve to your guests and your family.
And if they're not together on doneness when you're trying to pull the thing together, just pull the brisket out. If the brisket gets to 195 and your vegetables aren't done yet, just pull it out and throw it in a pan. Or if the veggies do the same thing, just do the same thing and then make sure they're, coming in at the right place so you don't overcook one to get the other one done.
That's where I was going, is you'll know if you overcooked it when you try to pull it out of that pot and it falls apart, then you just went a little bit too far. So again, that 190, 195 temperature with a thermopen or any other digital thermometer that you use, again, if you've heard it once, you've heard it 1,000 times on the Grilling Guys, is the digital thermometer is the most important tool we have in the barbecue world, because you cannot overcook things because it goes from great to bad.
Got to use a thermopen. We were at that home show. I was waiting for a brat, and this woman was trying to get a temp reading because they want these pre-cooked awful brats to get up to 165 by the health department.
Right.
She had like 30, 40 seconds trying to see the temperature of that brat.
Yep. In the meantime, you're smelling the hair burning off her knuckles and all
that
other stuff.
I said, forget it. I'm out of here. Just give me a hot dog. They're done.
Right.
I can't take it any longer.
The joys of home shows, right.
So anyway, one thing you can use also is when you're cooking that brisket is a beef broth or a chicken broth. Whichever one you have in the kitchen.
Great tip. It doesn't really matter which one it is, because you're talking about after you wrap it or you put it in that Dutch oven.
There's enough seasonings in there. It'll overcome whether it's chicken or beef.
Right. So you're trying to put moisture back in it at the end so it doesn't dry out, right?
Yep.
Okay. So that's why you'd wrap it, or if you put it in that Dutch oven or whatever you do with it, put a little moisture in it with the potatoes, carrots, and cabbage. And that way you're going to get a steam and a little bit of moisture back
into
the
meat.
But
isn't it great when you go to an old school Irish pub for St. Paddy's Day, like we like to go to Quinn and Tui's.
Right.
And they've got the big food buffet set up, and it's $10 a head, and they have big pans of cabbage, big pans of corned beef, mashed potatoes, gravy. Yep. And I don't know, there's something about when you get to an Irish pub in St. Paddy's Day at 10 in the morning about hitting the feed trough about 2 o'clock. Really levels you out.
Well, it might be that 4 hours of drinking you did before you got to the food trough that really makes almost anything look good. But at the end of the day, the Irish bars usually do have a twist on all of this.
We're going to talk about a little Irish coffee in the next segment.
Are we? Yeah. We've been having a little bit.
We've got Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms coming up in the next
segment. Yeah. It's made in America or it isn't made. That's our friend from Henry Repeating Arms. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's a St. Paddy's Day edition of the Grilling Guys because this is the last time we're going to talk to you before St. Patrick's Day next Friday. But anyway, I'm Jupp and he's Barbecue Bob and we are the Grilling Guys. What's cooking, baby?
Well, I thought it was about time we checked back in with Henry Repeating Arms because the last time we talked to the president, we didn't get to ask him about this Guinness record they set with something like a 1,000-man shoot.
Guinness, so, Irish.
That's right.
Yeah, I get
that's
it.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So on the grilling line right now, we have the president of Henry Repeating Arms, Anthony Imperato. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking time out. I know you're traveling between your Rice Lake factory in Minneapolis, so I appreciate you you taking a few minutes with us in your busy schedule.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to be on.
Well, it's our pleasure. We love Henry and are just totally enamored with your weapons and just the whole story and the history and the rich culture you espouse. And this 1,000-man shoot, I want you to tell our audience what you pulled off.
Well, we couldn't pull it off without the help of the National Rifle Association. But on this past November 14, 2016, we had 1,000 participants, 400 range safety officers, and a whole bunch of spectators descend on the Ben Avery shooting range just outside of Phoenix, Arizona, where we held what was called the Henry 1,000-man shoot. And 1,000 folks from all over the country, men, women, all races, all creeds, all nationalities participated. And we set a world record of firing 1,000 guns at the same time. Guinness would not acknowledge the record, but another record agency did acknowledge it. And that actually isn't so important. What was important was that this event showed patriotism, camaraderie, unity, unwavering support for the Second Amendment, and was a whole lot of fun. On top of that, it will raise about $1 million for the National Rifle Association and for their youth shooting support programs, their safety, firearm safety programs, and other things that they do. So all in all, it was a win-win. There was a lot of logistics. It took us from August of 2015 and a lot of hard work with a lot of key people from the NRA, my staff, our advertising agency and other folks put it all together.
So, Anthony, you had sent out on Facebook a video about this event. Where can people find that if they wanted to see that?
Sure. Well, we have what we call a sizzle reel, which is on our website under Henry News. So they could go to henryusa.com, and they'll certainly find it. But Saturday morning, it's going to be on national TV, the Henry 1000 Man documentary. It's going to be on the ION Network, I-O-N, at 7 a.m., and people could check their local listings to watch that on television. They could also source it online as well under Henry TV on YouTube. And it's a 28-minute show that captures all of the bells and whistles. And I could tell you, if you're a patriot, it's going to bring a tear to your eye. But I would suggest that people check their local TV listings. But ION is a national network that's on all cable and satellite systems.
So, you know, funny you should mention what time this is played where, because we are now in New Jersey, and you have a factory in New Jersey in Bayonne. I was there. You're just leaving your Rice Lake factory, Rice Lake, Wisconsin, which is a cool place. I mean, I want to hear that story someday. But your Bayonne location is right up against Manhattan, pretty much. You're right into the thick of things in the whole New York metro complex. We are now on WOND in Atlantic City, so there's lots of New Jersey people listening to you right now. And
I
would tell you, if you don't have a Henry rifle, you're missing out, buddy.
Well, we appreciate the kind words of support. And if folks spend their hard-earned money on a Henry, they've got my personal guarantee, a lifetime warranty. We're going to make sure you're satisfied.
Anthony, I am the proud owner of a new Henry 3030, and I've shown it off to several of my friends and colleagues, and all of them are like, you aren't really going to shoot that, are you? I mean, this is it's instantly a collector's item when it hit my door. Right. And I haven't shot it yet. I'll be very honest. I've had it now about 3 or 4 weeks, but I'm going to, because I've got to experience it. The lever action 30-30 brass receiver octagon barrel. This is how the West was won. I mean, I feel like a cowboy when I got it in my hand. It's so cool.
Well, thanks. I'm glad that we can tap into those emotions, because, you know, that's what it's all about. And that's what I love about our product line. You know, of course it has its practical use, but there's an emotional connection to it. It's cowboy, it's Americana, it's American heritage, all of that. And if I must say so myself, we do have the smoothest action. It's inherently smooth in a Henry, but our guns are made to be used. Of course, we have a full line of tribute models and highly engraved models that, you know, people like to collect and put on the wall and, you know, over the fireplace, in the man cave, in the den, etc. But for the most part, all of our guns are made. Get out there, use them, take the wife, take the girlfriend, you know, take the grandson, the granddaughter, etc., and get out there and enjoy youth shooting sports and the shooting sports in general.
Well, you know, I have a 45-70, and I absolutely intend on using it. I've already booked a trip to Bozeman, Montana for a fall elk hunt, and we're going to be horseback. So that 45-70 is going to be in a carrier on the saddle, and I'll have my 270 packed on the pack animals. But that baby's going to be right on my saddle, let me tell you, because number one, how cool could that be? But number two, they got grizz and cougar and wolves and all kinds of stuff up there that's a pain in the butt. So I intend on cracking off some shots on that 45-70 in Montana this fall.
Yeah, the caliber 45-70 in Montana go together like a hand in a glove.
That's
so
right.
I get it. And you know, folks are interested in what we carry. We've got a broad line of everything from 22 long rifle on up to 308 these days, and we've got probably a selection of about 20 calibers at least, if not more, and we finally have entered the shotgun market with a lever action 410 as well as a single shot shotgun in 1220. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Lever action 410.
Correct.
You could make that in a pistol then? so listen.
Well, we turned it into a mare's leg.
Right, yeah, that's right. Exactly.
So the reason I had you on, of course, is because we absolutely love your brand, and you're a friend, and I just want to let America know what a great product we have, what a piece of Americana we have. But more than anything, Second Amendment is under fire. It's going to be under fire for the rest of our lives. We have to look at companies like Henry Repeating Arms, and we got to support them. So support the NRA, and by all means, get yourself a Henry, and make sure Anthony can get some lunch next week.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Feel free. Thank you. And folks can email me directly with any questions about Henry or anything about the gun industry. It's anthony@henryusa.com.
Okay, that's amazing, because this is a giant company, and that the president will give you his email address. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care, pal.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Henry, their slogan is made in the USA or not made at all. That says it all right there. This is a great American company with a lot of history. So coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station, maybe get a little off this Irish coffee. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Work for my daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar, oh.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is so appropriate. All men must eat meat. An Irish load. That's man law. You heard it.
Heard it here first. That's right. I'm with you, man. Speaking,
the actual man law calls it something else. It's
right.
It's like a Shiite.
Other than an Irish load?
Shiite load, something like
right.
that. It's Arabic.
But speaking of the Irish, we got our little pre-St. Paddy's Day celebration here at the Grilling Guys, because this is the last time we're going to talk with you before Friday and St. Paddy's Day. And Barbecue Bob, I might have a little bit of a thick tongue, because we've been doing a little Irish coffee here during
did
the show.
Did that hit you, did it?
It did, I say. It did. Oh. And
now he's going to break into brew.
No, I'm all done with that. But but it appears that you can make Irish coffee with three ingredients that I'm looking at right here in front of me. One is a thermos. One's a jug of Irish whiskey, and then we have whipped cream.
Well, but that, actually,
that's one,
actually,
that's
what
one recipe.
What I did was, I'll rescue you from that.
Thank you.
What I did was, I wanted to try something a little different. There's a different take on Irish whiskey for everybody, I'm sure. And of course, depending on if you're Protestant or Catholic, you'll have your favorite brand. If you're Catholic, you drink Jameson's. If you're Protestant, you drink
Bushmills.
Bushmills.
See, I am good for something.
Do you know something? So, what I did this time, I didn't have either in my. All I had was Tullamore Dew, and that's far too expensive to use for Irish coffee.
Oh. So, I thought maybe you were a heathen. That's why you didn't have either.
Oh, no. I'm absolutely a Christian. Irish Mist was left at my house after a party by my Irish cousin.
Oh,
and
everybody's got one
of
those.
He loves it. Mike Butler brought it, and it was kind of sweet for me. And I thought, you know, I could use that for the Irish coffee and not have to put the sugar in it. But anyway, if you don't have Irish Mist and you're going to try it the old-fashioned way with Bushmills or Jameson's, please don't use Tullamore Dew. It's way too expensive. Whatever you want to use, actually, you can use just a cheap whiskey that's in your closet, you know, whatever you hide behind the furnace, whatever. The key is to, you got to have a little sugar in your coffee, and you have to put the sugar in the coffee before you put the whiskey in, because the alcohol will impede the dissolving of the sugar. And that's
chemistry experience.
That's a little bartender secret there.
Right.
Because I tended bar at Ferris, right, at the College Inn. And
that was many years ago,
yeah,
brother.
That's right. And we that was one of the first things they taught me was Irish coffee, because it was a classy little cocktail lounge. It was for the parents and the coaches and all that, right across from the hockey rink. You know,
sitting in a cold rink
the
for
world class,
4 hours.
Yes,
yeah,
the world-class Bulldogs hockey rink. And so we got parents from Detroit and Chicago coming in all the time, and they liked their Irish coffee. About 8 in the morning.
Right. So you put the sugar in, then you put the Irish whiskey in, the Bushmills or the Jameson, and then you pour the coffee in on top, and I see that you've got a little whipped cream on it.
Absolutely.
Too. Right.
You're supposed to use cream of some sort, and I think when you bring a nice big cup, like we have these nice big fat mugs here, when you bring your guest a cup of Irish coffee and there's a big mound of whipped cream on top, they're just feeling a little bit of love right there. So
that's right. And it is. It's really good. So if you're going to be out on St. Patrick's Day, make a little Irish dinner. We talked a little bit about the corned beef brisket, which is the flat part of the brisket. You can buy those seasoned in the store, or you can season your own. There's recipes on thegrillingguys.com, or you can hit Barbecue Bob on Twitter, or you can check us out on Facebook at The Grilling Guys. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. The Grilling Guys is here for you, a little bit of a resource to get out in your backyard and create some grill envy. We'll talk with you next week.